Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23 and verse 33, we find these solemn words concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. What is this place called Calvary? As we view it from a distance, we discover it to be the place of unusual happenings. These strange events are outlined for us in the 27th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God.
Behold, behold, the Lamb of God on the cross, on the cross. For us he shed his precious blood on the cross, on the cross. Oh, hear his all-important cry, Eli, lama sabachthani. Draw near and see the Savior die on the cross, on the cross. Behold his arms extended wide on the cross, on the cross. Behold his bleeding hands and side on the cross, on the cross. The sun withholds its rays of light. The heavens are clothed in shades of night, while Jesus wins the glorious fight on the cross, on the cross. By faith we see him lifted up on the cross, on the cross. He drinks for us the bitter cup on the cross, on the cross. The rocks do rend, the mountains quake, while Jesus doth atonement make, while while Jesus suffers for our sake on the cross, on the cross.
As we draw closer and look into the face of the one on the middle cross, we realize that Calvary is a place of unparalleled suffering. Death by crucifixion was one of the most painful and shameful of all deaths. Added to the physical sufferings of Christ were deep mental sufferings. He suffered at the hands of God as well as at the hands of men. Jeremiah summarizes our Lord's suffering in a pathetic plea, "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger."
On a rugged hill stood a rugged cross, and upon that cross there hung in shame God's beloved Son, Christ the lovely One, who from heaven to the sinner came. Calvary, rugged hill of sorrow, where the Prince of Glory died for me. Wounded, crushed and broken hearted, alone he suffered untold agony. Sinless, there he bore my burdens, that from sinful shame I might be free. Glorious day, he took my sins away on the cross of Calvary. On a rugged hill stood a mocking throng, scorning him who came to save the lost. It was not in vain that the Savior came to redeem the world at priceless cost. Calvary, rugged hill of sorrow, where the Prince of Glory died for me. Wounded, crushed and broken hearted, alone he suffered untold agony. Sinless, there he bore my burdens, that from sinful shame I might be free. Glorious day, he took my sins away on the cross of Calvary.
Having fixed our gaze on Calvary's central figure, we recognize its victim to be none other than God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And it becomes clear to us that this is the place of unequaled sacrifice. The death of Christ was sacrificial, substitutionary, and can be understood rightly only when viewed as such. All the Old Testament sacrifices, which could not put away sin, pointed toward the one sacrifice which put away sin once and for all. Our sins put Christ on the cross. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
I saw one hanging on a tree in agony and blood. He fixed his languid eyes on me as near his cross I stood. Oh, can it be upon a tree the Savior died for me? My soul is thrilled, my heart is filled, to think he died for me. My conscience felt and owned the guilt and plunged me in despair. I saw my sins his blood had spilled and helped to nail him there. Oh, can it be upon a tree the Savior died for me? My soul is thrilled, my heart is filled, to think he died for me.
Calvary is the place of absolute triumph. Christ was not merely a victim, he was the victor. Calvary is a triumph, not a tragedy. At the cross, Christ, the stronger man, entered into the strong man's house and despoiled it. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Are you under the bondage of sin and the penalty of death? Does the devil have you under his control? Christ put away sin and defeated the devil at the cross. Trust Christ as Savior. Make him the captain of your salvation, and you will have a part in the tremendous victory accomplished at the place called Calvary.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me